Check one, two.
Good.
You ready?
This is all...
Hey, it's Cassidy Pope, Gabby Barrett.
It's Darius Rucker.
Country.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan.
We're Runaway June.
Scotty McCreary.
Hey, it's Russell Dickerson here.
News.
Big news about the CMT Awards, new music from Megan Maroney, and an interview with Dallas Smith. I'm Rebecca Porter, and here's everything you need to know in country music for the week of March 25th, 2024. This week's episode of the All Country News Podcast is brought to you by Good Sentiments, the candle line partnering with your favorite artists to create custom scents that benefit the charity of their choice. Get yours at shopgoodsentiments.com now. And now for the hottest news in country this week. Had to kick things off with some super exciting CMT Awards news. They announced the first round of performers, and there are so many amazing ones, including Bailey Zimmerman, Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Lainey Wilson, Sam Hunt. I can't even imagine who else they're going to get, but be excited because Keith Urban is making history with his 20th performance on the CMT Awards stage, the highest ever for any artist, and he'll be performing Straight Line, which is the first single from his upcoming 12th studio album. Bailey Zimmerman will also be treating fans to a first-time performance of his current single, Where It Ends. He's also looking to take home his first CMT belt buckle for Male Video of the Year. And reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year, Lainey Wilson, will continue her record-setting year with a return to the CMT stage for a performance of a new song, Country's Cool Again. Lainey is tied for the most nominations of the night and will compete for three more awards, including the night's biggest category, Video of the Year. You can catch the 2024 CMT Music Awards airing live from Austin, Texas Moody Center on Sunday, April 7th, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the CBS Television Network and available to stream live and on demand on Paramount Plus. Speaking of Texas, George Strait is set to make history at Texas A&M's Kyle Field, and he'll be joined with special guests Parker McCollum and Katie Offerman. This is the first ever performance at this field. So history records are starting off strong for this stadium with an absolute legend. If you want to attend this, I highly recommend getting tickets ASAP. General sale goes on this week, March 28th at 10 a.m. Central. Exciting news for all my Garth Brooks fans. He's chronicling the building of his Nashville bar in a new Amazon Prime series. It's called Friends in Low Places and airs every Thursday. I watched the first three episodes and couldn't get enough. I cannot wait for this Thursday already. So many amazing things go into this. They kind of talk about the history of the building, how the ideas come together, the menu, who the cook's going to be, which was a big surprise to me. But the food looks absolutely killer. And it looks like it's just a totally unique concept to Broadway. It's going to have a unique blend of tradition and innovation. The first two floors pay tribute to classic honky-tonks with the most advanced audiovisual technology and a one-of-a-kind live music stage. And the third floor houses intimate private event spaces, echoing the cozy atmosphere of Garth and Trisha's home. The Oasis features the largest rooftop in the Neon neighborhood, offering a beachy paradise with unmatched views, and each level delivers an unparalleled experience, merging heartfelt hospitality with cutting-edge entertainment. Again, you can check this out Thursdays exclusively on Prime Video, and the first three episodes are up now. Make sure you check them out. Post Malone dropped a teaser featuring Morgan Wallen from his upcoming country music project. We've been talking about this one for, feels like, the past couple months now, and I know a lot of people are really excited to see what they're going to do together. This teaser gives you an incredible look at what is to come. Make sure you head to his socials now to check it out. Charles Wesley Godwin's viral love song, All Again. We not only are here to talk to you about how it's taking TikTok by storm and one of the cutest trends ever, but also the meaning behind it. It's kind of all about how his life has gone and how, you know, there's ups and downs and things don't always go the way that you think they're going to go, which I know absolutely every single person can relate to. But the TikTok trend for this is adorable beyond words. You can check out a few videos up on allcountrynews.com, but head to TikTok for the full run of them. Warning, you'll need a Kleenex. They're definitely going to put you in your feels. Exciting news for all of my Lainey Wilson fans out there. She will be partnering with Barman 1873 Bourbon for a Hold My Bourbon Bar pop-up, which will be taking over Good Times Full Service Bar April 5th through 7th. Pop-up bar will also include light bites available for order, free wildflowers, and other on-site giveaways. Coors Light, Coors Banquet, and non-alcoholic options will also be available. And I, for one, think this sounds like an incredible event. And they'll have signature cocktails, wildflowers, old-fashioned, buckle up, and wild horses, Manhattan. Tickets are required. However, they are only $10. You can sign up right now on allcountrynews.com. The purchase of ticket grants visitors access to the bar, two free drinks, and light bar bites, but attendees must be 21 or older. Morgan Hardy and Ernest spent a wild weekend together for a writing retreat, and they shared all the details up on their socials. Make sure you check it out for all the fun. This next item is for all my country music and art lovers. A very young artist at the age of 16 shared his incredible charcoal drawing of Luke Combs. It literally is unbelievable. It definitely needs to be framed. I'm hoping that Luke himself buys it. It did catch his attention though, and not only did he comment how he thought it was unreal, but he also reshared it on his own page. So you can head to his socials now or up to our site to check it out. But the work is truly incredible, and I, for one, am hoping that there'll be some sort of collaboration between the two. Red West has announced their inaugural lineup, and this is one that you're not going to want to miss out on. It features Coulter Wall, Ian Munsick, Oliver Anthony, Luke Grimes, so many amazing people, and there are still some artists to be announced. That will be kicking off in Utah State Fair Park October 4th through 6th in Salt Lake City. You are not going to want to miss out on this one if you are living in the area or just looking to take a road trip. Tickets are already on sale for this at redwestslc.com. For the most up-to-date information, visit their site and grab tickets. Like I said, there's no way this one won't sell out. Breakout country songstress Dasha made her late night debut with an electric performance of her insanely viral hit, Austin. She was on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. You can check out the full footage from this up on All Country News. But for those of you who are not on TikTok, this woman's song has been literally taking over everyone's For You pages. She created a dance for this. Everyone's been learning it. Everyone's been doing it. I mean, guys, girls, you name it. It's been really fun to see, and also pretty unbelievable to see a country artist taking the world, so to speak, by storm like this. If you haven't yet, please head to allcountrynews.com to check it out. She'll have you up and dancing in no time. Let's get to some new music this week. First up, we have to kick things off with Megan Maroney. She has just been releasing hit after hit, like great song after great song. This one's called 28th of June and is no exception. It's another home run, and I adore this one. She also talked about how, even though her last two releases have been slower, this next one coming up is going to be a fun one. So for all my moody listeners out there, this one is for you. You're really going to vibe with this, but just know that fun songs are coming along the way. This is definitely a must listen for the week. Make sure you check it out. Lily Rose released two new songs off her upcoming EP. They're titled Parking Lot and True North, and they both have killer writers on them. So I knew immediately that these both were going to be great, and they're so fun. You know, to me, she's very like traditional country, but very much with that modern flair to it. So I think she really does well with a lot of the bases there. And I really enjoy her music, and both of these songs are so great. I cannot choose one, so just make sure you listen to both. Wade Bowen announced his new album, Flyin', which is due out May 10th, and gave us a preview of the project with his latest single, Rainin' on Me. He even posted him performing it live up on his Instagram page, which I love. I feel like it immediately gives you insight into how the rest of the album's going to be. You know, listening to an album and hearing it live can be two totally different experiences, but he always hits the nail on the head every single time, and this track is really fun. I could totally see it being played in honky-tonks everywhere. So make sure you give this one a listen and add it to your weekend playlist. Ann Wilson teamed up with Jordan Davis for a tender new country song. It's called Country Gold, and it's one of my favorite releases for the week. This one is a must-listen. Dylan Gossett released his 4-song EP. It's titled Songs in the Gravel, and this one is really true to like that singer-songwriter-y, rootsy kind of country, and I really dig it. It's like something you'd listen to around a campfire with all your friends. This next release is one of my favorites for the week. It is Ella Langley, who sings of addictive love in her powerful new single, Nicotine. She is one to watch out for, I'm telling you, so make sure you hop on this train now because she is about to take off. Chris Young released his new album, Young Love and Saturday Nights. It's got 18 tracks, so this one is one you're going to want to put on, and you'll be listening to it for a while, so make sure you have the time to sit down. But I love long albums and, you know, double albums, whatever you want to call them. I just think you wait so long sometimes for an artist to release their new album, and as they should, take all the time they need, even if it's 10 years. But when you get there and you're like, oh, 10 songs, this is really all you had to say. And they might be the 10 best songs ever, but I just am a sucker for a longer album and getting that longer story, especially if it's been a while for the artist releasing. But getting back to this specific album, it's really special. Again, there are 18 tracks, so it's really hard to just pick one or two for you to listen to. I think it really tells a story, so make sure you check out the whole thing. Abby Anderson released her poignant and hopeful new song, Bright Side of Blue. This is another up-and-coming artist that everyone should be watching out for. She has such an insane voice, and her vocals on this are just out of this world. Another must-listen for the week. Sarah Evans released her earnest new single, Pride. I am such a fan of this woman. Not only is she an incredible artist, but she's also just an amazing person. This is another must listen for the week. Troy Cartwright adds another hit to his discography with How Smart I Am. This is like the bop of the week for me. This one starts off a little slow and then hits it into gear and doesn't stop. It is so fun and another great artist to keep your eye on. Rising Americana country star Karen Dixon shines in her latest single. It's titled Here I Am, and it's an inspirational anthem that she wrote as a reminder to not let other people tell you who you should be. And it's all about how life is short and we've all been given special gifts and we need to take the opportunity to use them. I think it's such a beautiful message and it really is a beautiful song. Make sure you give it a listen. Blake Wood keeps listeners in suspense with his new single. It's called Mess It Up, and it tells a story of two romantics who did not anticipate crossing paths, but their connection grew progressively stronger and overtook them both. It's a really great peek into what we have to expect from him coming up, and it begs to wonder, will this story continue in the following songs? We will let you know here, of course, first. Make sure you check this one out. Lil Skinny's new track, I Got You Covered, is a super fun one for the week. This is definitely one you're going to want to add to your weekend playlist. It's very much got that 90s Southern rock vibe to it, and he absolutely goes off on this one. Make sure you check it out. You can listen to all the new music this week on our All Country News Spotify playlist. Next, we need to talk about our video of the week.
Video of the week.
This week's video is Sam Hunt Locked Up, and it is absolutely incredible. It pays homage to John and Junie Cash, specifically when he goes to play for prisoners. And I feel like it ties in really well with some trouble he got himself into the last few years. It is such an amazing video. I don't even want to say more than that, but he is back and he is definitely gunning to be back in the spotlight with this one. You can check it out on allcountrynews.com or anywhere you follow us on social media. I am so excited to throw it over to Bobby Dixon and Dallas Smith.
So let's kick it off. I am so excited to chat with you about this album. It was definitely one of my favorite sleeper albums from the last year. I think it just has so many great songs. But, you know, when did you feel like it was finally time for a full-length album with Big Loud?
Well, I've been working with those guys in one way or the other, whether it was through management or working with the producer, Joey there. Know a lot of the songwriters there. Yeah, just a lot of good friends. So once my old deal was up with a different label, it just made sense to bring everything all in house and be able to work further with my friends and be centered out of that building, just, you know, all encompassing management and everything.
Yeah, I love that. So you name the album after yourself. I feel like that is a big statement. So what was the creative conversations behind all of that?
Well, I had taken songs from each of the previous records, the previous four records, and whichever one I sort of gravitated and identified the most with, and what sort of, you know, explained to me the roots behind the record and the meaning. But this one was almost felt like a reintroduction. So I'm very happy where I am in life, and you know, it just seemed like that was the move. The whole record kind of seems to represent me and my life and where I'm at, and not just one particular song, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I think that's so interesting too. And I'm excited to kind of dive deeper with you on this part. You know, I mean, all of these are outside cuts. Some of the names that I was looking at are these songwriters. Some of my favorite people are on there: Steven Wilson Jr., Hardy, Ernest. I mean, you gathered the gambit of some of the best there on Music Row. But you know what I mean? How do you go about deciding what songs to be on there? I think 12 is a great number, but I'm sure you got thrown a lot more than 12.
yeah, for sure. Like I said, I being outside cuts, I have to be able to identify and have them apply to my life and take something from that song that I feel is a really great message coming from me. So that's really what it is. And then obviously, you know, a challenging vocal, something that really, you know, musically really, not just lyrically, but musically really inspires me. And I feel like the fans that I have would enjoy.
No, I love that. Was there a song that maybe when you were first sent that you were like, okay, this is maybe the first song that's going to kind of get this ball rolling for this project?
Oh, CRZY was one that I was, yeah, you talk about Steven Wilson Jr. and Jaron from Cadillac 3, yeah, two of the writers in that song. It really, really spoke to me. I've got a couple daughters, and when I listen to that song, I just imagine the dad on the back porch watching the license plate CRZY driving away as they, you know, move to the next chapter in their life, right? So yeah. I really love that song, and it really put a different spin on sonically what was on the record. It leans a little bit more traditional based musically. And I felt it rounded out the record pretty well.
I love it.
But I love that one right away. And I love Steven Wilson Jr. Obviously, Jaron, I've cut a lot of Jaron's songs, but you know, when I saw Steven's name on there, I'm like, okay, this is rad.
Yeah, we get to see Steven in a couple of weeks on his acoustic tour, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. I think he hits up Seattle. I think part of that run. So I've been looking at the calendar to see if I'm free.
Yeah, you're like, I know. And just to have him acoustic, I feel like is going to be magical. But
yeah,
back to you in this album, I feel like there's also a large kind of creative decision about the order that you put everything in. So was there a reason that you kind of wanted to kick it off with Use Me? Was, you know, that kind of decision, or was that just, it just felt right?
Yeah, it did. It felt right for a lot of reasons. So that's one of my favorite songs on the record. And it's, it was one of those demos that there really wasn't any bells and whistles, you know, anything shiny on the demo. It was just, you know, cut straight to it, vocal, chord progression. And it's I knew there was something there to that song that once Joey got his hands on it, once I got in the studio with him, We Make Magic out of that song. And yeah, to me that happened. I'm so glad that that song, it almost didn't make the record. Just,
Really?
yeah, we were kind of like, okay, what song is gonna, if we find a song that we just is a no-brainer that we got to cut, what would be the song that comes off of that? And it always came out to be Use Me, but I think it more had to do with the demo. Yeah, so I'm very, very glad that my instincts were right with that song. And once it was cut, once it came to life with vocals and everything, yeah, that one's really, really special to me. And that's why I put it at the beginning of the records, because okay, if you're gonna put the record on, I want you to not give up after seven songs or something, have it be eight. I want it, if you've got the record, you're gonna listen to it. So yeah.
I love it. Well, I'm glad it didn't make the chopping block because it's
Yeah.
definitely one of my favorites. But actually, my favorite song off the track kind of sits just nicely in the middle. Obviously Hardy, Mark and Hillary are on that song. Kind of chat with me about the first time you heard that song and why it had to be a part of the project.
You're talking about How Do You Miss Me?
I would.
Oh, I would. Oh, yes. Well, I do come from a pretty honest rock background. So I put out four rock records with the old band I was in the 2000s. Yeah, that one's definitely got some meat to it. A lot of heavier guitars, more aggressive in the vocal. Yeah, it's not just about singing high, it's about singing high with that aggression. Yeah, there was something really magical about that song too. But that sort of speaks to trying to create an overall sound that I have, where I love to go into CRZY, which is like more traditional based storytelling. And then, but also the record has a lot of, I want the record to have some aggression, which I come across honestly. And I would lyrically necessarily, not necessarily is aggressive in its lyric, but sound wise, yeah, it's got some beef.
I love it. I know it was, I remember, I kind of, the one with Mackenzie kind of went right into that. I was like, whoa, this one is so different. So I love that, it does bring dynamics and it does kind of bring in your rock background. But I want to talk about working with Mackenzie Porter, fellow Canadian. Did one, two, was it always a duet or was that something that kind of came out as the song progressed?
No, it was yeah, right from conception. It was an idea to have as a duo for sure. And Mackenzie has been on Big Loud for quite a while now, and it was just kind of one of the things. She's a friend of mine. We've done some shows and tours together. So it's just kind of when the right song kind of fell in our laps, it would be a yes, and we both go to it. So when that yeah, when we heard that one. Yeah, it was a no-brainer for sure. Yeah, and I knew that our vocals would sound great together on that one. Yeah. That's it's been a blast to perform with Mackenzie and some of her shows and hop up on stage and do things like that with her. Yeah, fellow Canadian.
I love it. So you're working with Joey Moy. I mean, I think one of hands down the best producers we've seen in a long time. Such a dynamic
Yeah.
producer. But talk to me because you don't, I mean, these were all outside cuts. Why was it so important for you to get the sonics right of this album working along with Joey?
Well, I always go back to like my favorite records as a kid. It had those ups and downs and the peaks and valleys, and the lyrical content would change quite a bit. You wouldn't put on a record for one mood, and that's how I've always tried to since I got past the rock days where it's all angst and relationship and anger and all that stuff. I wanted to paint like a wider picture with the records and the subjects and the sounds and stuff. So that's why you'll find. Yeah, hopefully lots of peaks and valleys and different content in the records. It's very important for me. Like no matter what mood you're in, there's always something in that record for you. And like I said, those are the records that I love that I always keep going back to
No, and
since I
that's
was
why
a
I
kid.
think I liked it so much because all of the songs were so you, but all of the songs were so different. And I think that's for me what makes a perfect record. But you know what, you're talking about bringing the angst and the angry and kind of pushing that aside a little bit. What commonalities though have you found between your rock days and now really going full force with country?
It's more of a tool. Like I'm not afraid to go there, and people kind of who have followed my career expect that. Yeah, that's just that's my sound. Like I said, I'm not afraid to go there. And if the song calls for it, like I would, or even Use Me has got a little bit of that, you know? Yeah, that angst is very, very useful. So I come from that background.
I love
and,
it.
Yeah, it's just a little extra tool in the toolbox.
I love it. So we've already talked about the top of the album, but my favorite thing is to always talk about the bookends, because I feel like it leaves a first impression and then it leaves you kind of wanting more. So Home Is Where the Bar Is. I love it. Cole Swindell and Ernest are writers on that. Talk to me a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it speaks to, you know, as you're younger, you always want to go out and you're always wanting to, you know, experience life outside the house. But I've built a life here with my kids and my wife and my close friends. It's, I don't have to go out anywhere. You know, everything I need is within these four walls. And that's that song that brings a lot of meaning to me in that.
Yeah. I love it. And it's a lot cheaper to drink at home. So
Yeah. Or you can buy more expensive alcohol. I'd say.
I love it. But I love that you keep on bringing up your kids. Do your kids have a favorite song off the album? Is there one that you find them asking for often?
Not really. I don't play my own music in the house.
Okay.
but definitely when we're putting together the record, I'll sample some stuff. And my boy is, he's quite a bit older. He's going to be turning 19 here pretty soon. And I've got a 10-year-old girl and a 3-year-old little girl. And so they all three of them will be, they'll like different songs on the record, but I know what checks the boxes for each one. Right. And it actually really helps me make a record that is different throughout. Is because if the same record can, you know, bring something to my son who likes all kinds of heavier music, then I know I've checked that box. And you know, and then my daughters obviously like some of the other ones, like 1, 2, and yeah, for sure.
I love it. What has surprised you the most about the fans' response to the album?
Well, it's more of like it's more. Just sort of validation. It's like I've seen a lot of people gravitate to different songs on this record, which is like I said, that's the end goal. If I could speak to more people and you know, and their moods and situations they're in and stuff, that makes me feel really good about the end product. So it's not about surprise. It's about, you know, validation and like I'm glad this record can bring that. And, you know, when we do bring these songs live to stage and the festivals and the shows that we're playing, right, it adds way more dynamic to a more interesting show and kind of hit all those different emotions throughout the 90-minute set or whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
Keeps me from getting bored.
Yeah,
there,
oh, that's
doing the same
was,
type
that
of song,
was my
right?
Next question was like, you know, I mean, you're playing these songs. I know you are on a bunch of different lineups this year and obviously you've played dozens of shows last year. How do you keep it fresh and how do you decide your set list for every night, especially with a new project?
The new songs, plunking them in and finding their home is definitely a process, for sure. It's creating those peaks and valleys. You really know when it's not the right song, not the right place for the song. That more stands out than that's kind of the first thing that really grabs you or grabs me when I'm putting together the set list and we try it out. And once we don't have those clashes and it flows really well, then it's like, okay, I think we found a home for this song and the energy that the crowd is kind of, feeding off at that point and where we want to go and where the crowd wants to go with the songs. Yeah.
I love it. So I always love asking people, there has been so much chatter about the state of country music these days. Hmm. And so I would love your take on what is exciting you and, you know, how you want to be able to inject yourself into that conversation as well.
Well, I first went to Nashville, 2009, and watching sort of the world opened its arms up, fans from different genres coming over and getting something from the music in the country music world. It's really been cool to see that evolve. If you go back to my first record, it was it was very straight across country influenced, a little bit of rock stuff, a little heavier. But as these different sounds have happened and been injected from different worlds, it just makes the palette a lot bigger. And I love the different sounds in country music. And there's a bit for everybody. Like there really, really, really is. Lyrically and sonically, it's you know, it is a special place to be in the country music genre. And I think it really, I could never associate now with just the straight across rock stuff where the stuff that we used to do in my old band. Now with country music, I can touch all those positive things and the party stuff and some of the angst. And so it's really great to have country music, you know, develop and have that huge palette that it does now.
I've finally been able to bring my sister over to the dark side. So
yeah,
thanks to the things opening, my poor parents would walk down our hallway and you'd have Avenged Sevenfold in one room and then Reba McEntire in my room. So finally, my sister is able to kind of blend those two together.
Yeah, it's been fun watching like my old fans from the old band, right? I recognize a lot of them. And actually, one of my last posts that I made on social media was like talking just about my journey from rock sort of over to country music in around 2010. And a lot of them are saying, yeah, you brought me over, or this song brought me over. This song was what did it for me. And I love country music now. So it's really cool to see people, you know, open their eyes up. And it's not just, it's just more than just the twangy country that you would hear that maybe your parents played, like stuff early the 70s or 80s, right? It's very cool. A lot of different stuff going on.
I love it. So what are your goals for this year? I know you're doing a bunch of festivals, so we're hoping to come and see you. But what goals do you have for yourself this year?
I don't really put like a little list of what I want to achieve. There's dreams, obviously. Like I hope to make my Opry debut this year. I'm hoping that'll happen. You know, it's just a matter of focusing on just life and family and just giving this record the light of day that I think it deserves. And I want to give it a good shot, get it in front of a lot of ears and eyes. And so that's just kind of, I just, whatever happens, happens at that point. But my focus is to my goal this year is to open up my audience and gain some new fans in different territories and, you know, at least let them hear it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, whatever, at least I got you to hear it, right?
I want to take another moment to share even more about Good Sentiments. This candle line is really special. Partnering with your favorite musicians and their favorite charities makes every Good Sentiments candle the perfect gift for any country music lover and any occasion. Some of my favorite candles are Slot Machine by Caleb Lee Hutchinson, Come On In by Track 45, and Yours Tonight by Walker County. There are so many more to choose from, and $5 from every candle sold goes to a worthy charity. Get yours today at shopgoodsentiments.com.
Good sentiments.
That's all the country news I have for you this week. Visit allcountrynews.com for more news and content from your favorite artists. I'm Rebecca Porter, signing off for All Country News.
My name is Rebecca Porter. I run Women of Country Edits and Marin's Girls on Instagram. Both seek to celebrate women in the music industry and all things girl power. Thanks for listening.
The All Country News podcast is produced by Horseshoe Media. You can submit your artist, organization, or event to us at allcountrynews.com for a chance to be featured. If you loved this episode, please rate and review our podcast wherever you're listening. Shout out to our friends Track 45 who recorded our amazing theme music for this podcast.
All Country News. For more, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at All Country News. Visit us at allcountrynews.com to join our birthday club, where you just might get a huge surprise from one of your favorite artists on your birthday. Subscribe to our weekly industry newsletter to get all the news you just heard in this podcast even earlier, delivered straight to your inbox. And check out a new episode every Tuesday right here. All Country News.